Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, inviting you to church, inviting you to listen to the Word of God in these last days, and get back to the Word of God. Get your Bible out. Get the Word of God out. Read it, study it, and follow along with it. Carry it to church. Carry it wherever you go. And the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of both soul and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The Word of God will work today. So we welcome you this morning. Thank you for taking time out to tune us in for a little while on Sunday mornings. We appreciate so much you listening to the broadcast. Were it not for you, wouldn't be no need for us to be here if you're not listening. And we thank you for taking time out to do that. And I ask you one thing. Would you pray for the broadcast that God would use it for His glory, that He would use it to speak to some heart that needs some help out there? Maybe a sinner, maybe some saint of God is discouraged, down and out, dragging along. Even some got out in sin. I trust that God will use it this morning to help some precious soul. You pray for that end, that God would use it and help this preacher to preach the precious Word of God in these last days. So we welcome you this morning. Thank you for just taking time on Sunday morning. I hope you're making plans now to be in the house of God today. You be in church this morning. You need to be in church. You need to be in church. And somebody, I've had people to say, why should I go to church? No need to go to church and worship just as well at home. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches. That's not what the New Testament practice. They gather in the house of God. The Bible did say, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as a manner some is, even so much the more, as you see the day approaching. You don't get too spiritual to go to church. Amen? You don't get too spiritual. Let me say that again. You don't get too spiritual to go to church. You think you live so right and so righteously and so spiritual that you don't need the house of God. You're wrong. Amen. Forsake not the assembling. That's what the Bible clearly said and meant exactly what that he said this morning. So you pray for the broadcast. God would use it for his glory now. And be in the house of God today, somewhere, where the Word of God's being preached. We invite you to come be with us here at Mount View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. We'd love to have you come today, be in the services, rather, with us today. Sunday school at 10 o'clock, worship 10:45, and then back Sunday night at 5 o'clock. The time has changed to 5 o'clock on Sunday night, and then at 7 on Wednesday evening, you come and be with us throughout throughout the week. And I believe you'll receive a blessing from the Lord if you'll do so this morning. And we'll send it out to the shut-ins today, that God would help each one of those. And I know some folk need some prayer this morning. Pray for Brother Cecil this morning. He needs prayer in the hospital there in Rome. Had a heart attack this last week. And Cecil Parrish, you pray for him this morning, that God would just touch him today, and others that need help and prayer. Many sick and suffering this morning. Want to remember each one in prayer, that God would touch those today and just have his will and way of their lives this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and pray for these needs today. Father, as we bow in your holy presence this morning, thank you for this day, privilege, Lord, that we have once again to assemble, Lord, in the house of God, and Lord, to come before this microphone again to try to break the bread of life to some precious soul that needs some help this morning. Somebody out there needs some desperate help today. And I pray, God, you'd help them to look to you for strength and for grace and for help in the time of need, for grace. Lord, you did promise grace sufficient for every need. Now, Father, I touch the sinner's heart today. Bring them under conviction. They might realize today's the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Time to get right with God. And I pray you'd move upon their hearts today. Just have your will and way. Help us now. In the Word of God this morning, fill us with thy Spirit. Give us wisdom and strength and grace for this hour. We'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have a couple of songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to your heart today as they sing. And don't forget now, be in church today. You be in the house of God, and He'll certainly bless you if you'll come and be in the house of God today. Amen? All right, we're going to have a couple of songs now. It'll be a blessing to you.
David said he's like a shepherd. He knows our every need. Leads us by those gentle waters. There our hungry soul he feeds. And just a little, I'm so helpless. My soul I can't defend. I'm so glad. And on Him I will depend. Let's sing the Savior's hand. Those precious bells go in. Lord, riven through and nails. Those precious hands will never fail. I'm trusting in the great. shepherd of my valley. Couldn't make it without Jesus, what would I do?
Amen. All right. We're going to take our Bibles this morning and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. We've been trying to preach for 2-3 weeks on Romans chapter 1, on the apostasy, the wickedness that we see all around us and taking place in our land today. And of course, many times a question arises, what in the world are we going to do? Well, the Bible clearly tells us what to do. We've got men of God today that ought to be preaching the Word of God and declaring the whole counsel of God and dealing with the sins of our land today, things that are taking place in our land today. And I fully believe the Holy Ghost leads men that way to deal with these situations and with the sins and things that are going on in the lives of individuals and the nation and country and churches. God deals with our needs today. We know that He knows and understands everything about us and we are weaknesses, our strengths, how that we have to deal with things in this life. He knows that. And He works accordingly. He strengthens us. He sends us messages. He illuminates the Word of God for us and helps us along the way. So what can we do in the midst of all the sin that's taking place in our land today? What in the world can we do as we look at these things taking place in our land today? Well, first of all, let's read a few verses here in 2 Timothy chapter 3. The Bible said this, "Know also, then the last days, perilous times shall come." Perilous times shall come. Now, so we find here the times are here. He said plainly when this was written over 2,000 years ago, perilous times shall come. And we know today as we look around us, what we've read in Romans chapter 1, we do know that we're living in those times today. The wickedness is here. Everything is ripe for the coming of the Lord Jesus the second time when the Lord shall come and call out His bride, get her out of the mess that's in down in this old world. And I'm glad we got hope today. Sorrow is others which have no hope. We've got hope. The Lord's coming back. That's what we know that He's going to. It's not whether if He does, it's just when that He does. So the Lord's coming. But here we find that there's some things that we can do in the last days in view of the fact of the sin that's taking place in our land today. You say, what in the world are we going to do? Well, first of all, we need to have a knowledge of the times that we're living in. A knowledge of the times that we're living in. Verse 1 said this, "Know also that the last times, at the last days, perilous time shall come." So He said, know this. This know also. You're supposed to know and be aware of the condition that we're living in today. Now, people would say, "Preacher, I don't want to hear preaching on this sin and wickedness. It's all around us today. I don't want to hear that. Don't like to hear that." Well, just let me tell you something. Preachers don't like to preach that. We'd rather preach about heaven. We'd rather preach about grace and strength and the new birth and being born again. And we'd rather do all of that except preaching on this sinfulness that's all around us today. So we really have to keep on preaching the precious Word of God. So we need to be aware of it. It needs to be preached in the day that we're living in today. And so there's some things that we know. We're well aware of the situation, and we learn it by reading of the Word of God. We learn it by preaching of the Scriptures as preachers preach to us and expound to us the precious Word of the living God. We've got to know. We've got to know some things. No need sticking our head in the sand today and say, "Don't want to know about it. Don't want to hear about it. Don't want to think about it." But yes, we need to know about it. The Bible said we're to know. So this know also that in the last days, we're living in those days today, that the Bible has been very clear about how it's going to be in the last days. Been preached on for all these 2,000 years, ever since the Lord went back We've been living in the last days, but now we're in the latter part of the last days when the Lord's going to come. And very soon he's going to show himself and call out the church of the living God, carry her home to be with him. And what a blessing that is today to be a part of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. So there's a knowledge of the times that we're living in. Look in the scriptures. Listen to the preaching. We need to have a knowledge of what's taking place in our land today. And so there's the knowledge of our times. And in verses 2 all the way down through verses 8, the Bible describes how men are living today. And I know this is not pleasant, but it's here. We're seeing these times that we're living in. Just exactly why Romans chapter 1 gets down to personal description of things that's taking place. 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 3 rather, begins to describe the multitude of sins that are taking place in our land today. He begins to tell us how people are, what people are like in the last days. Yeah, the reason we know what it's like today, we're living in the last days, is because we see what people are like, what they're doing, what kind of people they are. And so the Bible said men should be lovers of their own selves. Men don't love God like they used to love God. They love their own selves. They're not in love with Jesus. They're in love with themselves. They fend for themselves. They take care of themselves. They don't do anything for God. They do something for themselves today. And so the Bible said that's what they are. They're lovers of their own selves. And we know, as we see that today in our land today, that's exactly what's happening in our land today. Then the Bible said covetous. Wanting what others have. Want somebody to give us what they have. And we're seeing that in our society today, and especially in our politics today. Give us what you have. We don't excuse me, folks that have something, those that don't have, want them to give that to them. But the Bible clearly tells us to work for what you need, that you might be able to give others also. He said work, and so God assigned that. But covetous, and then he said by boasters, they're proud of what they do. They're proud of what they are. They're boasting in what they have become in these last days. And if I've ever seen a pride prevailing in our land today, it's doing that very thing, especially in the sinful society that we're living in today. They know and they're proud of what they are. There's no shame. There's no shamefacedness. There's no humbleness in this land today. My friend, there's a boasting proud of what they are in this land today. So we're living in that time this morning. We know that because of what we're seeing taking place in our land today. And then the Bible said proud. Oh, there's the pride. Amen. Proud. Proud of what they are. You take folks today that's parading the streets and carrying their signs, and they're proud of what they are. They want to have their own days. They want to have their weeks. Amen. Their gay pride weeks and all these things that are taking place. And even today, organizations and businesses are recognizing that and honoring that and setting that aside. And even America, what a sinful situation that we're in today. But the Bible said, listen, not only pride, but blasphemers, those that has nothing to do with God, blaspheming God, making light and making fun of the grace and the power of an almighty God, blasphemers, not respecting God for what he is and who he is. And so there's blasphemers, blasphemous in what they're they're doing, blasphemous in what they're saying and the things that are taking place in their lives today, blaspheming the Lord. Amen. God's a holy God, and he's a righteous God, and he demands respect, and he demands honor today, and that's what God is. But the Bible said there's a knowledge of these things that are taking place, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Amen. I mean, children today are telling the parents what to do. Children and telling the parents where they want to go to school. Children are telling their parents where they want to go to church. Children are running the households of our land today, and they want to tell them where they want to go or not. And so they're disobedient to parents. There's no obedience. And the Bible said we are to obey our parents. Amen. And the sign of a sinful society is those that are disobedient to parents. They don't honor their father and their mother any longer, that they might live long on the earth, but they're disobedient to them and bringing shame and reproach upon them. And my friend, not ashamed of what they're doing. We're living in those days today. Unthankful, do not thankful for what they have and what they are. They're unthankful. They just take it and go on down the road and pay no attention to where it came from. Amen. And the Bible said unholy, and that means exactly what it says, not being holy as God said, be holy as He is. God's a holy God. He demands righteous living. He demands holy living. And we need to remember that this morning. Amen. And that God says that the society we're living in is unholy. Not like the Lord at all. There's no characteristics in society of God, but my friend, just living like the devil. That is a cliche that we have this morning when you're talking about people that are wicked. They living like the devil. Amen. That means unholy. Amen. Unholy. And we're living in those days today. What should we do? Talking about these things, well, there's something that we need to do. And all the story goes on. The list goes on down through there without natural affection, truce breakers, all these things. So what are we supposed to do? Well, the Bible makes it very clear what we're supposed to do. Verse 14 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And talking about the scriptures, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. So what should we do today? We're to continue in the Word of God. We're to continue the things that we've learned that are right, that are good, that are holy, that are righteous. We're to continue in those things. In other words, in everyday language this morning, the Lord is telling us, just keep on living for God. Keep on being right with God. Keep on living, being holy in your living, being like the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there's something in our background. There's a heritage, that brother, that we have got that we that was not given to us by this world, my friend, that godly heritage, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, amen, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And so what are we saying this morning? What can we do? Just continue living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep yourself right with God. Stay in the house of God. Stay in the book of God. Stay in the will of God. Stay in the ways of God. And brother, listen, just continue. Keep on doing what you're doing for Jesus. Amen. The best life you've ever lived is a life you live for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so continue those things this morning. Just keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Hey, say, preacher, what can I do? Just continue. Just keep on doing it. Amen. That's what old-timers used to call perseverance. Amen. Brother, listen, living for the Lord. Next year, you're still living for Him. 5 years later, you're still living for Him. 10 years later, you're still living for Him. 20 years later, you're still living for Him. Continue. I'm just like old Daniel did there in the book of Daniel, chapter 1, and Daniel continued. Amen. He just continued living for his God. What we need today in our society is some folks that's got the real thing. That's showing Jesus that they love Him and live for Him the rest of their lives. Continue doing what is right. Amen. Why should we do that? Because all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And all believe the Word of God. What can we do, preacher? Believe the Scriptures and believe the Word of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Quit letting the world decide what's right. Is a Bible. Read your Bible. Get your King James Bible and read that Bible and believe that Bible and not continue in what it's got to say. because it's given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Amen. And there's some things that are profitable in the Word of God for doctrine. It's good for doctrine this morning. Oh, you say, preacher, don't talk about doctrine to me. I don't want to hear about doctrine. Well, you can't hear the Bible without hearing doctrine. A Bible doctrine is to be believed. Amen. I don't care what your doctrine may be. If it's not biblical, it's not the right doctrine. Amen. And so there's how the right doctrine for reproof is given for doctrine. Yeah, the Word of God is profitable for reproof. Amen. You mean you say it reproves me? That's good for me. Sure is. Amen. It's good for you when the Bible reproves you of what you're doing. That's exactly what's taking place here in the book of Romans, in the book of 2 Timothy, and my faith being reproved by the Word of God. What the Scripture has got to say. Amen. So the Bible said, and it's also for correction. Oh, you need correcting every once in a while. Amen. Don't tell me you're always right and always doing what you're supposed to do. You need some correction every once in a while. Keep you on the right course. Keep you living for God. And that's what that man of God mounts that pulpit for every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And my friend, to declare to you the Word of God that you might be corrected. Corrected and reproved. Amen. And that's right. And then for instruction in righteousness. We need to know how to live in these last days today. How do we need to live in view of the fact of the wickedness that's here? Brother, live righteous. Amen. And righteous. Instruction in righteousness. Learn how to do right. Learn how to live right. And you've got in you the sweet Holy Ghost that will lead you and direct you as you yield to Him and look into the Word of God, of the living God. And oh, yes, my friend, listen. Well, our time's gone this morning. God help you to do what we've said. God bless you until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.